I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show, and it's our monthly get-together with the folks from the Lorain County General Health District to keep you healthy, remind you of things, and set you on the right track. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so let's kind of start talking about that. We have with us this morning Joyce Davis and also Cody Carroll this morning from the Health Department. So October, breast cancer, we see pink. Pink is everywhere this month.
Pink is everywhere. You are exactly right. And it's just a good reminder for everyone to pay attention to breast cancer and actually preventing and an early detection of breast cancer. Breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women, followed by skin cancer. And of course, in Lorain County, just for Lorain County stats, cancer is the leading cause of death in Lorain County. That's all cancers combined, not just breast cancer. But there are many things that we can do to protect ourselves and to make the odds be in our favor, including finding cancer early through screenings and mammograms and self-detection. Once we find a problem, making sure that those are taken care of promptly. There are opportunities for early detection through screening in the county. Most private insurance plans pay for mammograms if you're in the age group that requires a mammogram. And if there is not coverage on your insurance, there is a program in Lorain County through Mercy Medical Center that provides mammograms, and you can access information about that by calling Mercy.
As well as details related to the self-exam, the procedure, what you're looking for, and then what to do maybe once you find something.
Exactly. So the recommendation is to do monthly self-exams so you know what's normal, and then for women 40 and over to get a mammogram. And if you have a family history of breast cancer, to talk to your doctor that there may be a need to have that done earlier.
Well, go ahead. I was going to mention that we were talking, and I see that, you know, three things that women can do to, you know, help sort of put themselves in a better light related to cancer. And I guess this relates to any cancer, not just breast cancer. Talk about those things.
And almost anything. It seems like our message is always the same thing in terms of reducing our risk factors and protecting ourselves, and that is to eat more fruits and vegetables. Second, move more. And third, maintain a healthy weight. And we just hear it over and over, whether it's cancer or heart or many other diseases. But cancer in particular, we're saying eat more fruits and vegetables, move more, and maintain a healthy weight.
Right. And as you say, that's sort of just three good things related to any kind of health issue.
Just absolutely. To,
you know, feel better, and you know, obviously works in your favor as well. Let's talk with Cody this morning about keeping healthy at work. One of those things, I guess, is moving more.
Yes,
We sit around all the time at
work.
What can we do?
We talk about worksite wellness a lot just because the average American actually spends more time at work than they actually do at their own home. So in order to actually live a true healthy life, you have to be healthy at work as you are healthy at home. So there's two things that you can start doing today to increase your health and your work life, too. A recent Stanford study found that creative thinking actually improves while a person is walking or shortly thereafter. So have a walking meeting. So grab your pen and your notebook and get your coworkers together and, you know, go for an indoor and outdoor walk and, you know, brainstorm and have a walking meeting.
So we're getting better ideas because we're moving. I don't know what, the blood going in our brain making us think more, or maybe there's more stimuli that'll kind of give us some different thoughts.
Yes, get your mind going, and it's a great way to brainstorm and just get out there and walk. And because we live in Ohio, you can make sure you can walk indoors.
How about some things for the office place? I know over here in promotions, they've got a couple exercise balls they sit on from time to time. Is that a good idea?
So it is recommended that for the purpose of using one of those exercise balls that people buy the correct size. And so for people that an average height of 5 feet to about 6 feet, that is a 47 to 65 centimeter ball. And then for people who are 6 feet to 6 foot eight, that's a 48 to 75 centimeter ball. So it's important to buy the right size of ball and to use it correctly.
Bruce, do you think they have the right size balls over there? We ought to go check because they've got, I don't know, the one looks awfully big, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not good on my centimeters, meters, even though we do have listeners in Canada. I apologize to them, but this whole metric thing, I'm never quite sure. It's about this big, Craig. I can hug it like this and not quite reach around there as well. They use it to sit down. They also use it just for stretching purposes as well. You recommend also standing.
Yes. Take a stand. If you have a job that requires a lot of sitting, it is crucial to at least stand up a few times during the day. A couple things that you can do, set a timer on your cell phone, and every hour just make sure that you're standing up at least once and just kind of stretching and getting the blood flowing. And you can also put a little note on your office phone, and this is kind of interesting. So if you get a phone call, take the phone call and stand up with it. So that kind of prompts you to stand up throughout the day as well.
What are the benefits of standing or of not sitting, I guess? What's the reason we don't want to be sitting for a long period of time?
Well, in addition to kind of just getting that blood flowing, standing just burns twice the calories that sitting does. So it's important to stand throughout the day so you're not just sitting all day.
Standing burns twice the calories as sitting.
Yes.
Okay.
I imagine that you, Bruce, are burning twice as many calories as I am because you do the show standing up and I sit down.
Well, I guess so. I see some
work site wellness in action there.
Yes. Well, you also have to work on not standing still for too long because you end up sort of with some back issues too because you have to make sure, because there are people that if they stand all day, I guess to the contrary to that, if you work in a period where you're standing, take some time to sit, I suppose.
And then you need to go across the hallway and use their balls to stretch your back out on.
Yes. Get that up and moving there as well. Well, besides standing and sitting, walking, it's kind of the next step, pun intended, I guess. You have those walks that are going around, and the fall is a nice time. But talk about these fitness walks that are going on for the fall.
Yeah, again, it's a great time to get out and walk, whether you like to walk indoors or outdoors. We have the Lorain County Fitness Walks, which meets twice a week, Mondays in Oberlin at Splash Zone at 5:30 p.m. And we also meet Thursdays at Amherst Beaver Creek Reservation or the Mercy Health and Recreation Center at 5:30 there in Amherst. So you can walk indoors or outdoors at both locations, but starting in November, we will move to indoor walking because of daylight savings time. And obviously here in Ohio, November gets pretty chilly.
Right. And the idea is just to be comfortable while you're walking, not that you're going to go out there and think, I'm walking, but I'm freezing, so I'm not going to do this again. So you want to make it something that people will be doing. You actually have chances to win prizes or something? How does that work?
Every time you come to a walk, you have a little punch card, and we'll just punch it as you walk. And once you get five punches, you get to spin a little prize wheel, and that's how you win your prizes.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot of fun.
A great way to meet new people and to socialize. A lot of the people that come to our walks, that's kind of the first time that they've met each other and they've become friends through the walking program. So it's kind of a neat way to meet new people, too.
And somebody sort of to give you a little inspiration to show up for the next walk.
Right. That's right.
Well. We're talking this morning with Joyce Davis and also Cody Carroll with the Lorain County General Health District. Immunizations, flu taking place, we have the immunizations, especially for kids getting back to school, the certain ones that are required, but the flu season starts. Craig and I, we are immunized, so we're set to face this flu season. Talk a little bit about that and anything going on related to it.
Okay, it is that time of year to get your flu shot, and the health district has been traveling around the county giving flu shots. Today, actually, there will be two large mass clinics, one at Avon High School and one at Midview East Intermediate School. Both of those clinics will be today, Tuesday, October 7th, from 4 to 8 p.m. And bring your insurance card. Flu shots are for anybody 6 months or older, and there's no out-of-pocket cost, and nobody's turned away because of an inability to pay. So if you need a flu shot, it's a good opportunity. If today doesn't work out for you and you still haven't received your flu shot, go to LorainCountyFlu.com, and there are many places throughout the county where flu shots are available for different costs and available at different hours and all those kind of things. But that information is all available at LorainCountyFlu.com.
Joyce, any limitations on who should get flu shots or who should not?
Really, they're saying everybody 6 months and older should have a flu shot. So if you have special medical conditions, it may be something that you want to, you know, check out with your medical care provider. But for the most part, the general recommendation is 6 months and older.
I know when Janice Trottier was in nurse who gave Bruce and me the flu shot, she mm-hmm. talked about how it takes a couple of weeks to kind of, you know,
that's
amp
right.
up, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
you got to have the antibodies build up in your system. And so that takes a little bit of time, doesn't happen instantaneously. So 2 to 3 weeks, you know, get you so that you should be good by, you know, by Thanksgiving and in the season where you start being indoors more and around a lot of people.
Yeah, and people travel and they
Absolutely.
Bring germs from here and there and everybody gets together. So, yeah. So I imagine no flu cases reported in this area so far?
Actually, I did not look at the activity. I'm expecting if there's any, it would be very small.
Yeah,
Centers for Disease Control doesn't even do the reporting at this time of year. They'll pick up in a couple of months, but they kind of, as spring and summer, you know, come through, they wane off on that weekly reporting.
Well, I was going to mention that you were talking about things that are going on. The deadline coming up for the zero-proof mix-off.
Exactly.
We're always excited when that goes around. By the way, when is that actually taking place?
The zero-proof mix-off will be held December 4th. It's going to be at the Lorain County Community College and actually going to be held in the Spitzer Center this year. The event has become so large that it needed to change venues, so it will be in the Spitzer Center. That's on December 4th. But the deadline before then, and the important part, I guess, is that we need drink participants, people to put in entries to actually be sampled on December 4th. And so if you are interested in any organization, you know, I think WEOL even has a drink entry usually, right?
We did one last year, and we're working, we're having those walking meetings to discuss the actual zero-proof mix-off drink this year. We're trying and sampling some things in our top-secret test locations.
So the information about the
Craig, we better get to work on this, by the
zero-proof mix-off drink entries can be found at LorainCountyHealth.com. And don't be hesitant. It's a great time, and it's a great activity for organizations and work sites to do together and provide that opportunity for the community to try a non-alcoholic drink and actually try several of them on December 4th, 25 of them to be precise.
And it's a chance, obviously, not only with the drink, but sort of the whole display and the participation for everybody. A lot
yeah.
of the people involved with the law enforcement or schools and other businesses are really good to be a part of it. Again, the deadline, October 23rd, LorainCountyHealth.com. You can find out about the zero-proof mix-off.
Entry fee. You just have to, provide your materials.
Get the ingredients, the details of what it is. Again, no cost to participants. And you want to get in early because 25 drink entries, that's what you're going to limit it.
Yes.
You'll cap it at that. And if people want to find out any more about any of the details we've talked about today, the Breast Cancer Awareness Month or the flu shots or clinics, where's a good place for them?
LorainCountyHealth.com. I think that we have a link to everything that we've talked about today.
Sounds good. We appreciate you coming in this morning. Joyce Davis, Cody Carroll, thanks for sharing the healthful information with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.